There we go.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to convene the third BITS annual teleconference meeting. This will be a meeting for at 8:36 Eastern Time, 5:36 Pacific. This is, as I said, the 2017 annual business meeting of Blind Information Technology Specialists, and the date is Wednesday, June 14th. So, I'll proceed with the agenda. By the way, if anyone wants to mute themselves, it's star 6, and it's a toggle.
And if you have muted yourself, folks... Oh, sorry about that, John.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Go ahead.
You guys, I was just putting a note out that for those who have muted themselves, in a moment, Renee's going to be calling the roll as she's got the list in front of her, and she can see the list. She's got... calling for you to respond that you're here, and
I'm going to,
we get done. Anybody who hasn't been called, then you'll have a chance to let us know who you are. Go ahead, Ray.
Excellent. I'm going to say that, unmute yourself at least for agenda item one, which will be greeting, introduction of members and guests, and roll call quorum check. So that's what we are now. So, Renee, I'll hand that off to you to ascertain who's here. I'm sure we have a quorum.
I'll start calling the roll. Okay, we have Mary Abramson, Robert Armstrong.
Is Mary Abramson here?
Robert Armstrong. I'll wait a few minutes until you mute each name. Robert Armstrong, Jonathan Avila, Steve Bauer, Jeff Bishop, Deborah Fox, Jackie Boomstruck, Kathy Brand, Marie Brinius. Okay, Donna Browning, Will Burley, Karen Campbell. I know you said she was on her way. I've got her marked in here. I know she's be here. Ray Campbell. I know I heard
here.
Yes. Michael Capel. Jason Castingway.
It's Castingway. Renee, the U is silent.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Castingway.
Oh, come on.
Oh, sorry. Ruthie Clark. Tim Cummings, I heard you.
Here. I'm here.
Okay, Frank Scuda. James Denham, I heard you before. Rita Delek.
Rita Delek, yeah.
Betsy Jones. Let's see. Janelle Edwards, I heard you before.
Yes.
Karen Eichel. Mendy Evans. John Glass. Rick Harmon, Marion Hasselwood, Mary Carla Hayes, and then about Debbie Hazelton.
Maybe we should see who just came in. Oh, okay, good.
Who just came in? Larry Tracy.
Karen Campbell.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
sorry.
Larry Tracy.
Okay.
Okay. Lynn Heddle. Karen. Okay, Howard. No, Horvath. Gwendolyn.
Hovendick.
Thank you. early. I heard you before. Doug, yes.
Hey guys, we have a lot of background noise, and Renee, can you get a little louder?
Hard to hear.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're really soft, and somebody's making a lot of noise in the background.
I'm trying to mute.
Okay.
Star 6.
Curtis Jackson. Sam Joel. Catherine Johnson. Richard Johnson. Tiffany Jarvis.
Okay, thank you.
Carol Jones. Tom Jones is here.
Daniel,
Am
I muted now?
No.
Tyler.
Kavanaugh?
Kavanaugh.
President.
Is that him?
Yes, he's here.
He's here. Just a minute. Okay.
Somebody needs to mute themselves, please, or stop doing dishes or whatever you're doing, because you're really impacting our ability to hear.
Michael,
I should be on mute.
Sorry, Renee, say it again.
Michael Keithley. David Kingsbury. Lynn Coral. No, that's the Mark Del Mary. I found your name. Okay.
Larry Kretzky's here.
Martin Kuhn. Is Martin Kuhn here? Is Amanda E here? Thomas Luth. Martha Matthews. No.
Marita, I think.
Marita. Matthews. And John McCann is here.
I'm here.
And then Brian Moore, Marcia Moses, Betty
Nobel.
Michael O'Brien here.
No.
Ann Pearson.
Parson.
Parson. Mm-hmm. Alan Peterson. And if you're a picture burger, we have that.
I'm here.
Yeah, and then Nigel
Rickards.
Stephen Robertson. Robert Rogers is here, I know her dad.
Yes, here.
Yeah, Terry Sowerman.
Terry Ann Sowerman? Yeah. No, he's not here. I'm just quite clarifying the name.
Lillian.
Escape.
Scott.
Suzinski.
Guy. Suzinski. Marcia Scott. And,
Sandra Sermon. Rajiv Shah is next.
I've lost my place.
Rajiv Shah is after a sermon.
Okay.
If that helps you.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, then
And there's somebody talking. I can't even hear her.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of trouble hearing Renee.
Somebody is
not
talking louder than Renee.
Sounds like somebody's in a restaurant.
Or doing dishes or running water or something.
Or loading a truck.
Yeah, please mute yourself. All right.
I tried to mute, guys.
Okay, it's star 6.
I know!
All right. Kenneth Soon, son, Soon.
Kenneth Soon.
Bill Spark. Kelly Stanfield. Jim Senga, I heard Jim before. Emily Starr? Is she?
No,
David Shannon? And then Susan Thompson, Renee Tucker, Larry Turnbull, Deborah Turner, Robert Turner, John Turner, Patricia...
Cassie Singh, got that.
Frank Ventura, Richard Villa, I heard him before, Frank Welty.
Present.
Me too.
Beverly Wyland, Ron Waffle.
Waffle, yeah, he's here.
Okay. Kayo Wright, John Vallejo, is this right?
Eola, I think.
Eola? Okay, Y-L...
Yeah, Eola.
Okay. Eola, okay, I'm learning. All right. Michael Zagan. Vita Zavoli.
We know she's here.
Okay, that's the one I saw by email, not by her name. Now I see her name.
Yes, right about. And... Last is you, and you're here.
Yes, so Renee Jackson. The other ones aren't fine.
We're missing one person. Should have been on this.
All right, tell me the name.
That would have been your cohort in Novell?
Gil Noble.
He called it
Gil Noble.
Oh, Deal Noble.
Hang on a second. Betty Nobel and Jill Noble were both called, I'm sure.
I didn't hear Deal Noble. I heard Betty Nobel.
Okay, well.
And then down here I've got where it says Donna Brown, John Gold.
Now, Renee, that's kind of confusing. Those are people who are certified out to 2018 because they prepaid.
Right.
Don't go there. That'll just confuse things. So we've had a call to roll. Do we have a count, Renee? I'm concerned about with 95 members, we need 15%, I think, or 10.
Well,
I have to look. Jeez.
Well, just give me a minute and let me count stars. Just a minute.
Right.
Okay. Somebody just came in.
This is Jim Adams coming back.
Okay.
Oh.
Jim, don't.
Exactly.
My star counting easy. Just a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 stars.
Okay,
two people
just
came in.
Okay,
Aaron
Campbell came back in.
Okay, right,
thanks. Hi, this is Vita. I came back. I'm sorry, I'm traveling.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
So the two people that have come back in with 18, I'm going to say that we have a quorum. Ergo, it is permissible to continue our business. And thank you for that. I'm going to close this file out. Okay. Adoption of the proposed agenda is next. I just want to add one thing, I think. In my president's report, I want to have a brief note just indicating that BIF plans to propose a resolution to the Resolutions Committee at the ACB Convention respecting the inaccessibility of antivirus software. I was approached about doing this by Robin Frost, who would only be able to participate as a guest here. She joined on June 9, but we've spoken quite a bit in the past several months, and she asked me to bring that to the attention of the board. The board has deputized Richard and I and whosoever may be at convention to massage and pull something together and advance it to, which is probably just given the report, but I just want to talk about that briefly in the president's report.
With that in mind, I'm going to make a motion that we approve the agenda.
Motion's been made. Do I have a second? Okay. Somebody ask for the floor? Is that Rogers? Bob Rogers?
No, it wasn't me.
All right. Who asked for the floor?
That was me, and I was going to make the motion, but that was Tyler. I was going to make the motion, but somebody beat me to it.
Okay, good. The motion is made and seconded.
Is there any
debate? All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Excellent. Okay, third item is consideration and adoption of the 2016 annual meeting minutes, which were a bit of a bear.
Mr. President, this is Tyler.
Right.
I move to adopt the... Pardon me?
Go ahead. You have the floor.
Mr. President and members of the group, I move to adopt the 2016 minutes as distributed by email.
Second.
Motion's been moved and seconded. Is there any debate?
Yes, I have a question.
Yeah, come in. Richard?
They have me on the... When they're listing the boards, they have me in my last term, and I'm in the second term.
Ah, okay, yeah, you are. That is correct. I didn't catch that. Jeez.
I'm just...
Okay.
We'll get that.
Okay, that's an easy correction. Are there any further corrections or no debate? If not, I'll assume a call to question. All those in favor of adopting the minutes as with the correction just stated, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Great. Okay. Minutes are adopted. Thank you, Tom. We'll get those. You know, we'll keep those in our file. And thanks for a great job. Those minutes were a bear. They really were. We had so much fun last year, but it was a good problem to have, I suppose. The highly contested, position people want to be on our board. Moving along to agenda item 4 is the treasurer's report. So I recognize Richard to give that.
Well, for the board and those. I'm going to give a report, but since it was last week that I prepared one, I didn't do another one without going through the whole process. So I will give you what I did last time with some minor adjustments. So on the first of May, we had 5,000. Let me go back to the beginning. Okay, when I reviewed the account for the report last time, the beginning balance was $2,500.46. We had some deposits from MMS and from PayPal, $76. And a $30 deposit from MMS that we received quarterly. So we had a total deposit of $106.48. Then now comes the part that happened since. We had no expenses last month, but so far this month we have spent $108.22 for the two fire tablets, one to go to the auction and one that will be the door prize at the luncheon. And the bid domain renewal of $44.34 for the bid domain, the website. So far we've spent $162.56. Okay. Now, the balance at the end of last month in the second account was $2,100. Hang on, folks. Okay, it was $2,666.94. Sorry, folks. And at the end of the month, we had $48. $38 and 24 cents, and we've added $19.12 to it since, bringing it up to $57.36. Our savings account is $5,550.66. Okay, now we have a CD now is $10,033.10. And the total in all accounts at the end of last month was $18,288.94. Sorry, for the reason, it was at my barrel display. And so the additional transactions would adjust that somewhat. So we're in very healthy conditions financially, and that's your update that I give you for this time.
Okay, and as stated in the announcement of the agenda, the fiscal year closes June 30th, and I will
generate a report as of the 30th.
Okay. Which report will be filed for audit. If that's acceptable to everybody, we can...
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay.
So move.
Go ahead. Accept the treasurer's report. Who's moving that?
Tyler.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. So. Several seconds. Okay. All in favor, say aye. Any debate?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor,
aye.
Say aye. Okay.
Aye.
Bye.
Aye.
And opposed, say no.
John?
Okay, good. Yes.
Hello, Andrea. We had a couple of people who came in after Richard started.
Okay.
Maybe we want to find out who has joined
I
us
think
in
that's
the last.
Good. If
here's somebody else.
We got another one.
It's Marty Coon.
Okay, Marty Coon. Okay.
Please.
And Larry Turnbull's here.
And Larry Turnbull.
And I think there was somebody else, like in the last 2-3 minutes. Okay.
They would know if they came in during Richard's thing.
Oh, Betsy don't.
Betsy don't. Oh,
good.
Awesome.
Good.
So we're up to 21. Good.
Mr. Chair, as a former treasurer myself, this is Ray Campbell. Kudos to Richard on going through that without a braille display. That is not easy.
I heard that.
No, I've done it myself because I do the treasury for ICB. So yeah, I know it's not easy.
Yeah.
Yep. If you're a braille reader, you got to be able to put your fingers on them numbers. It makes it a heck of a lot easier.
And that's where you need a telephone headset for sure. And like you say, I appreciate your commending him. We all do what we can.
Yeah.
Well, the time has now come for me to give you my final president's report. And as the agenda item has it, remarks as outgoing vice president. Let me begin by saying, without equivocation in any way, shape, or form, that it has been an honor, a privilege, and a joy, a delight, to have served as your president for the past 4 years. We can and we should be proud of all that we have accomplished together during that time. Since July of 2003, by way of several examples, growing our membership significantly, transitioning to this teleconference annual meeting format, though it may occasionally be challenging, holding interesting and informative, and as a consequence, very, very well-attended sessions at the ACB convention, and I would also add that I want to see us expand on that. As we move forward, you know, I've made this comment in board meetings. ACB is now really being regarded as the go-to organization for helpful and constructive feedback by those who are developing programs and websites and operating systems, etc. And I'd like to see BITS be not necessarily in competition with any specific person or entity, or like the IAC, but we can and we should be a resource there. We have been. I'd like to see that expand. I'm sure it will. We've had excellent management of our financial resources during the past 4 years. I would cite specifically the program committee's judgment, not only Richard's activities and his stewardship and keeping us on track, but the program committee's pricing events at a level that keeps us financially healthy. I think, I don't have an exact figure, but I think in the past 4 years, from July of 2013 to 17, we've probably grown our treasury by about $2,000. And that's something that we can rightfully take pride in. Hang on. I am particularly proud of the way we've come together in a highly professional fashion to address challenges, particularly the ones we faced last year with the passing of Steve Holmes and the tied election, which you will have relived as you read the minutes. And likewise, I am proud of the way we have always addressed conflicts in a constructive manner and have avoided drama. Without going into specifics, I could probably tell you of a few ACB affiliates that seem to live for drama, and that has emphatically, that is probably saying a little bit too much as ACB second vice president, but no, that, you know, this organization, you know, and maybe it's just the mindset of people who write programs, the analytical side, and I share that as an attorney, as a past attorney, we get the job done. I also want to share with you now, let me quote this almost directly, this is where I really would have liked to have had Braille too, but I will also share with you that as I stated in my 2016 report, while my decision not to stand for election for a third term as its president was predicated on my perceived need to be able to devote more time to my duties as ACB second vice president, by a weird twist of fate, that objective has now been thwarted to some degree. Specifically, Arizona Council President Jeff Bishop, who is also a member of this organization, who also serves on the ACB board as a director, and who is a liaison to this organization, has, by virtue of the work that he's done with Microsoft as ACB's point person, courtesy of the partnership that we have with Microsoft, that brought Jeff to the attention of Microsoft, and it can now be spoken about openly. He's been offered a position at Microsoft and has accepted it.
Wow. Wow, great.
That's very exciting for him.
It is.
What it does for me, guess who's first vice president of the Arizona Council?
And John McCain.
And with you need, there are two things you need to be aside from alive and sentient in order to be affiliate president. You need to be a resident. You need to be blind. Jeff will no longer be a resident. So guess who steps up. That also, I guess, vindicates my election, though. I mean, my decision to only remain, to stand pat and defend the second vice presidency on the ACB, you know, national level. I had toyed with the idea of running for first, but I've elected not to, and I'll say a little more about that, you know, when we talk about the elections. Oops, hang on.
Who just came in?
Somebody just left. I don't know that anyone came in.
Since I throw it down here, I will say I know you all join with me in wishing Jeff every success in his new position. I think it will not only be a great thing for him, a great opportunity for him, but a great thing for blind people, because Jeff knows how to tell them what needs to be done. So, at this point, while I do intend to make some brief comments, at the end of my report, respecting my aspirations for BIT going forward, I will now conclude my remarks at this portion of my report with the simple request that you be every bit as helpful and supportive to the incoming president of this organization as you were to me these past 4 years. And on that note, before we degenerate into total maudlin sentimentality, though I would come by it honestly being Irish, although I haven't had anything to drink, I will. I'll continue with other items here that are not as lengthy. Okay. As Richard reminded me at the last board meeting, we will. There's very few things in life we know with certitude, but I think what comes closest to being known with certitude for purposes of discussion here is that you will have a new president at the conclusion of this meeting. It will hence be necessary to have a motion authorizing the board to undertake or to execute any and all instruments as may be necessary to change authorized signers on accounts, debit card holder, etc. I will enter.
I so move.
So move. I'll second.
Second.
Moved and Andrew moved many seconds. All in favor? No, I won't even assume debate here. Any all in favor? Say aye.
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 And opposed. Very good. Membership report. We certified 94 as of March 15th. We had one new member join on March 25th who was eligible to appear at this meeting, though he is not. That individual could have voted had he been here, and if he shows up at the convention, he can vote. So 94 and 95 doesn't make any difference in our affiliate votes. We still get four, but I'm proud of the way we've gone up from 78 or 79 last year to 95. I haven't calculated the percentage. I don't think it's good enough for a percentage award, let alone a raw score, you know, growth award, but you know, we're moving in the right direction, and four affiliate votes is not shabby, so I'm proud of that. D, announcement of the official delegate, alternate delegate, and nominating committee rep. And here's where I do need to bring something to the board, I mean to all of us, really. The board had decided at its June meeting, or possibly, I think it was a June meeting, possibly before, that the Richard would serve as delegate, I would serve as alternate, and Andrea would serve as the nominating committee rep. It now appears that I may be prevailed upon to serve as alternate for Arizona. And I think that Arizona is going to be thinner on the bench at the annual convention than BITS will be. Therefore, if anyone wishes to serve as alternate, I would willingly and may in fact need to relinquish that role. Now, Andrea can do it if she chooses to. Or even Richard, either one of them could serve in the two roles. They just can't serve, obviously, as both delegate and their own alternate. But if anyone here...
I'm leaving on Thursday midday, so I cannot... I had already purchased my ticket to go home on Thursday at noon, so I will not be able to serve as alternate.
We could leave it to them that are in at the convention to work this out, if the people here at this meeting so choose.
And for those that don't know the procedures, if I, as the alternate, as the delegate, would not be on the floor, then that would go to you if there's any votes that need to be taken as the alternate.
As push comes to shove, I'd be willing to serve as alternate if necessary. Larry?
Renee?
I think Ray needs to speak here.
Okay. Wait, Renee was first, actually.
Okay,
Larry, my
point.
Friend, you're already serving as alternate for Illinois, so you can't do that.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Never mind.
Okay, Renee was Renee was first.
I am president of government employees, but if that wouldn't interfere, I would.
It would. You can't be a delegate for them and an alternate for BIT. That's the issue.
That's the issue.
Well, I haven't definitively been, asked by Arizona. You could?
Who is
going to be at the convention?
It's Marty.
I'll be at the entire convention.
You'll be at the entire convention. I would urge that offer be accepted by this body, and that'll resolve any conflict.
Do we need a motion, John?
For safety, yeah.
This is Andrea. I will make a motion.
I already did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I can't.
Somebody, who moved it, that Marty David Coon be Tanner. Delegated?
David Tanner.
David Tanner did.
Okay, second.
You can second. You can get the second in. Okay, any debate? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay, thanks. Thank you for that, Marty. Thank you.
How do you
thank
spell
you
your last name, Marty?
K-U-H-N.
I'm writing this down for the secretary's role as we talk.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. It's actually, I guess Marty's fine, but Martin is,
All right.
And then Andrea for the nominating committee rep for, how do you spell your last name again?
Oh, goody. Okay. It's going to be, I won't have to do
it. I didn't know how to address this. I did not know how to address this, Andrea, so I'm glad you
No, that's fine. I won't have to do this for too much longer. P is in Peter. I, T is in Tom. S like Sam. E, N like Nancy. B as in boy. A, R as in Robert. G as in girl. E, R as in Robert.
Oh, my gosh, I almost had it.
It's not burger, it's barger. Everybody makes that mistake. Barger. Yeah.
And the other question that Fitz needs to answer is, as long as we're talking roll call stuff,
sure.
Is are people going to sit, in, there going to be some chairs, or do people sit with their states, or what?
I'll let anyone weigh in here who wants to, because I'm not.
I usually just sit with my stater in the back.
Well, I usually sit with my state.
I don't have chairs because if there's any debate of any we want to talk about, since we're not going to have a meeting.
Yes, I would say have chairs. I don't care if you have two chairs. Have chairs.
I would. Well, let's say six. Let's say six.
I'll put down six.
Let's say six.
No wheelchair spots.
No, I don't believe there will be a wheelchair. Yeah.
We're all reasonably mobile.
It's going to be one heck of a run, me trying to sprint from Arizona, you know, over to the over to, like, clear the other end of the hall to get my vote recorded. That's going to be dangerous. We'll work that out. That's what we should have. FRS. That's what we should have. FRS radios. Okay. Okay.
Very thanks to you.
Most of the remaining things I have here are maybe a fairly short duration. Commentary on the 2017 ACB board elections. Okay, the link is, if you go to the ACB website, acb.org, right off that page is a link to the candidates' statements. The officers that are running are, for President, Kim Charlson. As I indicated before, Dan Spoon has thrown his hat in the ring for first vice, and at this juncture is unchallenged, and I don't expect him to be. I'm running for a second term as second vice president. Knock on wood, I don't expect to be challenged, but stranger things have happened. Ray is running for secretary, and David Trott is running for treasurer. I'll also share with you that Doug Powell, who did serve as the BOP representative to the board and has been on BOP for the past 4 or 5 years, I think 4 years, is declaring a provisional candidacy. And while the term provisional is appropriate, the fact of the matter is that with Dan having 3 years left on his term and David Trott having 1 year left on his directorship term, it is all but a surety that there'll be two slots, a 1 year and a 3 year slot that are going to open up on the board. And rather, as was the case in 2015 when I ran for second vice president, the real scramble may be for those directorship positions. Because, as I say, I am quite sure that the slate of officers, the slate hasn't been announced. The nominating committee hasn't said anything yet. But the declared candidates will most probably come out of nominating and will most probably be elected without opposition. But one never knows. Okay. F, announcement of the Kelly Kennan Scholarship winner. That individual is Michael Fulton. Shows you where my head was at. I began, and in fact, completed writing a congratulatory note to him, and then it all, given that this was done on the 11th or the 12th of June, I said, wait, what the heck am I doing? I will simply hand the text of this congratulatory boilerplate email off to the incoming president. But he's from Connecticut. I don't know too much more about him, but then he's from Connecticut, and he will not be in attendance at convention, unfortunately. So comping him, as is our tradition, is kind of moot, but we can offer him the free year of membership, which we traditionally do. It will be up to the incoming board of president to make that decision. G, and I mentioned this before, Robin Frost had approached me before joining BITS and talked about the inaccessibility of software, and she really felt that someone should advance something, you know, about that, and I think she's 100% right. I think it's good visibility for BITS, and we will work on that and propose something to the Resolutions Committee, which I'm sure, with the right word smithing, will emerge with a due pass recommendation from the Resolutions Committee.
I'll write you.
Wait a second. Wait, we got two people. I'll recognize Richard first. Richard?
If you want me to, I can go ahead and write you the there be it resolved.
Okay, yeah, you and I had agreed to do that and let it lie fallow, but let's get together by the end of this week and, you know, you can take a cut, I'll take a cut, and we'll get it together. And then them that are at the convention, you can get together and massage it further, but it'll go through any number of massages, no doubt, you know, with the resolutions. But I think if we write a quality, you and I know how to write resolutions, and I think we can write a quality one off the bat that won't require too much work or further wordsmithing by resolutions. And I have some good ideas about that already, and I know you do. That's informational, really, because the board designated you and I, but I'm not going to be territorial about it. If anyone else wants to join in, they're always free to make comments. I want to inform you, again, these are all informational in nature, that BITS will be donating a Fire tablet, an Amazon Fire tablet with Alexa, to the ACB auction, and that will also be our door prize. And, you know, the rules for door prizes, you have to be at the luncheon and in the room when the drawing is conducted.
And have purchased the package.
Thanks. Good. I participation in the Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk, while I really was Johnny on the spot in terms of getting a link established for that back in May, I've not publicized it. I will get it out to the list. We have one person here in Arizona who has signed up to contribute. Realistically, we're never going to be in the same ballpark as California, Florida, guide dog users, etc. But I do think it's important to you know, participate in the walk. I don't know if we have any other participants other than me. Marty, you'll be there, and you always do, so I hope you will.
I think Gail, I signed up.
You did? I wonder why it was I didn't see that. Well, in any case, Gail will.
I think Leslie called me about maybe a week ago, and then told her, she said what team, and I said the 50 team.
Oh, thanks. Okay, well, since you did it in a conversation with her as opposed to, you know, checking in on a website, so maybe we're going to do a little bit better than even I thought. But Gail Wilt, who is president of the newly amalgamated Central Arizona, meaning Phoenix area chapter, has joined, so it will be supporting us, so that's great. Jay, brief review of our convention activities. I'll punt most of this over to Andrea, but basically, we are going to have the vendor showcase early on Saturday, and then on Saturday afternoon, will be the Braille displays, discussion of Braille displays, etc. Sunday afternoon will be a discussion of Narrator and the improvements there, and we'll also have somebody from Robert Haverty of Adobe. He is from Adobe. He asked for some time at the end of one of the sessions there on Sunday to talk about improvements to that program. Monday, with the new schedule, Monday will be the luncheon. Brett Humphrey of Microsoft will be our guest speaker. That will be followed by our what's now become a traditional BITS, a joint session with ACBRA Radio Amateurs, and at the suggestion of Richard, and I commend you highly for this suggestion, we have the pleasure of having Rob Santello of HamPod Incorporated, who has what we, back in the day, we would call a gimmick, but it's a very sophisticated gimmick, with all of ham transceivers these days having ports on the back, either USB or maybe serial ports, I'm not sure. But you plug this thing in, and all of the data that can be outputted from that port about transceiver parameters can be spoken, or a good deal of it can. So that's very exciting. I'm looking forward to that. And we will also have sessions in the BIT suite. We've agreed to help VFO with some of their training needs. The BIT suite will be quite active with people along the lines of what I discussed before. People are kind of looking to us to provide guidance, not only BIT, but BIT members in particular in some cases. Okay, K is very quick. It's a carryover from last year. I think we had a very successful recording with libations flowing freely. We did a holiday greeting in early July from the Bits suite during the mixer. It will not be the Bits suite this year because the suites are rather small. We'll be in the executive director's suite or the president's suite. But Bits is going to have a mixer, and I'm suggesting that we again record a holiday greeting and zip that over to ACB Radio for playing in December. Al, I want to make a few very brief comments about the Saturday night chat. I'm very much looking forward to seeing that continue. I know there have been some concerns respecting the performance of the Team Talk server, but I would really urge that we allow the board to address that sooner than later. I've been in communication with Larry, and not to head off discussion here, but we may have other options besides what has been graciously provided to us by ACB and Larry specifically. And I, with your concurrence, unless somebody feels strongly that they want to make a statement here, I would ask that you let the board address that. But. Okay, great. And that brings me, again, to brief aspirations for Bits going forward. I'll only say this much, that I want to see Bits continue to be the go-to organization for people coming to convention, wanting assistance. We now are really getting some forward momentum. Not as much as we might like, but we talk about 508 here and the likelihood that anything meaningful is going to happen without being overly political. It's not very likely that much is going to happen with that in the current political environment, but if and when anything does happen with that, and even outside of the political arena, just we really have Microsoft's ear at this point, and I think we are also, we have entrees to Google, to Apple, to Amazon, and this is great. I want to see that going forward as well. And that basically concludes my report.
John?
Yeah. 364?
Just wanted to add the fact that, Jeff is not a stranger to Microsoft. He used to work for Microsoft 20 years ago.
He did. I didn't know that. So they're hiring him back.
Chairman, I have one thing I'd like to say. And
come ahead. Certainly.
This is no disrespect to any former BITS presidents, but when John took over BITS, it was at a time I was a little worried about BITS. I didn't feel like the organization was, and I was mainly worried because I didn't feel like we were getting the respect within other parts of ACB. I won't speculate on how that happened, but or what drove me to that conclusion, but. That all having been said, I think that we owe a huge debt of gratitude to Mr. John McCann. He took on the reins as president of this organization, and with a lot of good help and good drive, has driven us forward. We got a membership growth award a few years ago, and we have continued to, as an organization, grow, and I think are really gaining much more of our respect, and as he said a minute ago, are kind of seen by as kind of a go-to organization within BITS as far as technology and those kinds of issues. So I think just a big thank you to John McCann for his outstanding service as president.
Bravo. Well put.
Absolutely.
Well
put.
Thank you so much. I regard myself as a player coach, so you're only as good as your bench, and everybody on the bench. I continue, it's not just humility. It's like if I was able to show leadership, well, I suppose I'll own that. I'm happy about that, but you can't lead people who don't want to be led, and you can't lead people who don't want to do anything. And I think it was just a question of me being a catalyst. I don't know what it was about me being an attorney, not a programmer, I motivated. Okay, I'll own that. It's been great. Thanks so much. At this point, we move into committee reports, and I hope I didn't steal all your thunder. Just for the sake of completeness, I put down item C, which is the nominating committee report, and that will occur as an item that's deferred to item 9 in the election as a practical matter, leaving us with only two reports that I'm aware of. And let's begin with program, if you want to say anything more about.
Okay, just to share quickly that I don't know exactly who our speakers will be for the Braille devices panel on Sunday afternoon. We're still pulling that together. I know that for HumanWare, it will either be Gabe Griffiths or Mike Tyndall. For hymns, it will probably be Dave Wilkinson. It might be Damien, but I doubt it. I think we're going to get Dave, which I think might be a little better because Damien has moved on to a different position with James McCarthy's departure, and he's more administrative now. So Dave is probably more the hardware guy. I'm not sure who we're going to get for VFO yet. But we will also have a representative from APH. So I think it'll be a really good presentation. We did switch, for those of you who are curious, we did switch the vendor showcase to Saturday morning because of the fact that that's the first day that the vendor room is open, and we figured that would be unduly burdensome to the vendors to have to try to hot put it over to the showcase almost immediately after they open for the first day. So it was suggested, I don't know by whom, but somebody on the board suggests that we flip-flop the events, which I think is going to be fine. I don't have a count yet because registration is still open, but VIS always does well with our packages. For those of you who haven't looked, our package is $60 and includes the registration, the luncheon, and the VIS mixer. I just want to say really quick, like John, I've chosen not to run. I've served on this board since 2011, and I've served as your vice president for the last two terms. And I want to thank John in particular, but everybody on the board. I have learned a great deal. I served at the state level, not on the board, but on committees. I'm actually co-chair of the State Tech Committee for California, and I've learned an awful lot about how to run a meeting effectively, how to delegate, how to just a lot of things. And John has been a real mentor for me, so I want to thank him for that. And I want to thank all of you for being here tonight. And I'm not going away. I'll be around. I'll be helpful. I like doing nominating. I know a lot of people don't, but I find nominating interesting. So if I'm at convention, I'm happy to do it. I've done it. This will be my third year of doing nominating. So happy to do that. And anyway, I think that's it, unless anybody has any questions about program issues that I neglected to mention. I think Brett Humphreys is going to be our speaker, as well as being our luncheon speaker. I believe he's our speaker on Sunday as well. And our mixer, of course, will be Sunday night, because everything's moved up a day, 8:30 to 11 in the director's suite. Yes.
Yes, this is Renee. I will call Mike Smitherman tomorrow. I apologize.
Okay, thank you.
I've not gotten to that yet.
No, it's fine. We just need to know, because I'm on that lake cruise, and we need to find out when we can get into that room.
Yes,
That's okay. John, one other quick question for you. Did you find out from Brett whether how many comp tickets he needs?
No, not yet, and I'll kind of lean on him to say, look, we really need to know.
Yeah, because Janet hasn't asked me, but I feel, in all fairness to her, that I
okay,
need
actually,
to let her
know. Let me share with you that I probably was remiss in this. Rob is coming with a friend or an assistant, so I think we should comp him and the friend.
So we have
two tickets. Well, three, we know we're going to comp Brett.
Right.
So the only question is whether
three,
it's going to be three or four.
Okay.
You know, I need to know from Brett whether he's, you know, has a partner or, you know, a spouse or significant other or
sure.
whoever. You know.
Sure.
So it's either going to be three or four.
Yeah. And you can let me know, and I can let Janet know. You can let Janet know directly, whatever you like, but we should let her know.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know. Put them on the list of stuff, too. Yes, Richard.
Have you heard from VFO any more about who's going to help us with the sessions? The
Sunday night.
And Jaws sessions.
I have it written down. Was it Dave Tanner and you for Monday?
Yeah.
No, I think it was me. unless somebody else wants to
no,
do
no,
it.
No, 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 no. It's going to be you, because you couldn't do Sunday because of the
I can't. But if somebody else wants to do Monday, that's fine. But I will do it if no one else is, you know, wanting to be the second person.
And I think I said Sunday, John.
Okay. Right. I need to look at the minutes. Unless people here remember, like David Tanner said Sunday. I knew Sunday. There's another slot for Sunday, and both slots were spoken for on Monday. So it'd be Andrea and you, Richard, I think.
Yeah, Monday.
Okay, so Andrea and Richard are Monday, and if he wants two people, there's one apparently going begging for Sunday at 5:45. But I should really get in touch with Stan from VFO about that. So. Speak up or let me know soon.
It's hard to be getting ready. It's hard to be working on getting ready for this mixer and try to do that.
And you will get a
$100 card, I think. Hello? I think it's $100. Wait a second, Renee. Go ahead, Renee.
I can't seem to get. I don't think we know anything about the time slots. I mean, you guys are talking about all this, but nothing has been offered. And they all want to know how. You know, wife members aren't engaged. They're not engaged.
I don't know the time slots.
Okay, let me tell you the time slots. The time slots are 5:45 to 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
on both Sunday and Monday. I believe, and I could be wrong,
uh-huh.
I don't know if this ever went out on the BITS discussion list. I offered it to the board first, but there's a debate about whether it went out to the general list or not. But to answer Betsy's question, it's a fair question, it's 5:45 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, and then again on Monday, and I think he was looking for two people each day.
And what is expected?
That you know something about, a decent amount about JAWS 18, and the Microsoft Office Suite and Windows 10. I think that's what's...
People would be coming for with questions. Is that the idea?
I believe so. Yeah. I think they want to show off the features of this and ask questions. I've not really been able to pin down Dan with the kind of specificity I'd like. What exactly are you expecting? You know, from us and how advanced do you expect us to be? Yes. David Tanner. I recognize David.
I know Dan very well. Would you like me to call Dan?
Let me talk to you about that.
Okay.
Later.
I think this is something that should be handled by the David. You're not officially on the board yet.
Well, he might be by the end of this all. And
well,
even,
I know, but
all right. Let's see how it plays out.
Okay.
Well, I will look at my schedule and let you know if I can be helpful.
Okay.
I'll look at my schedule. And if I can do it, I'll get back to you. How would that be?
That sounds great. You have my address, of course.
Betsy, to be fair, this just...
Sunday?
It's Sunday, 5:45 to 7
o'clock. That's when you have the opening, is that right?
I believe that's correct, yes.
And, Betsy, this is Andrea. Two things. One is, if you really want to do it, I will give up my Monday slot, and you can take it. The other thing is, this was kind of a last-minute thing. They just approached us within the last maybe 2 weeks about, you know, trying to do this. It's kind of it's not something we've known about for very long.
Okay,
so if it wasn't communicated effectively, then, you know, that may be why. But if you'd like to do it Monday night, I will give up my slot and let you do it. You're probably more knowledgeable than I am. Although, you know, we only have an hour, so it's not going to be that in-depth.
It doesn't look like it will be. No, I
no. It's
my schedule.
Just a short
problem. I was just interested. You know,
sure.
I was losing the discussion. That's all. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. And like I say,
absolutely.
I can't recall now how much was said on the discussion list, which, you know, it should have been. Okay. The last report. And hopefully this won't take over long, but I don't, you know, it's an important item, and I want everyone to feel free to say whatever they want to say, though I will preface this by saying that amendments have been out there for 61 days. I will report as chair of the Bylaws Committee. Before doing that, after making this report, since I do want to move two substantive changes myself, if people feel strongly about it, I will happily, and may even take bone initiative, and relinquish the chair to Andrea for that portion of the meeting, so I'll feel a little more free, at liberty to speak freely or about things. But let me begin the report as follows. The committee met in April, and well, maybe even late March, and certainly in April. And on April 14th, a report was issued, and that report was again promulgated in May. And on June 12th, I sent it out a third time. Let me summarize the objectives that are sought to be accomplished by the amendments that have been proposed, amendments that you've had available to you, like I say, since April. Hang on a second again. We have a problem here. Okay, for one reason, it wasn't reading the first line here. One, we're eliminating the term full member, meaning that the simple term member will denote the full member unless qualified by the, you know, say, student member or life member. We're no longer using the term full member. Two, we're eliminating the organizational member category. I don't know that it's ever really been used, and it's tedious and raises questions of who gets to speak for a given organization. Three, creating a life membership category, which dues amount in the amount of $250 one-time payment is specified in bylaw, revised bylaw Article 1. Four, clearly specifying what is meant by the term student member, and it codifies our longstanding policy of reserving the right to verify that the individual is enrolled in or is attending a program at an accredited university, college, or vocational program. There was an issue about this at one time. We're just codifying our policy here, so it's clearly in the Constitution and would be referenced in any membership recruitment document we would put out. Five, adding additional requirements with respect to special board meetings, specifically imposing a one-day previous notice requirement and the concurrence of five people. So as opposed to the normal quorum of four, you would have five in that instance. Six, shortening the previous notice requirement for Constitution and bylaw amendments from 60 days to 30 days. And lastly, altering the affirmative vote requirement for the adoption of bylaws from two-thirds, as is the case in Constitution. They were both two-thirds, Constitution and bylaws. We're making bylaws a simple majority, as is the case with the ACB Constitution. Those are a general statement of what we have attempted to accomplish. Now, I brought up two issues that we failed to catch as a member of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee, so that we can't say that we're amending that committee report, because the Constitution and Bylaws Committee did not, during the month of June, in fact not since April, meet together in a forum where there was the simultaneous ability to exchange ideas, etc. We have not had a meeting. We've had an exchange of emails. But it would be competent for anyone to raise what I'm about to raise, and I think it's important to correct some oversights, which in one case legally problematic, and in the other case possibly creates an internal conflict in the document. With that having been said, I'd like to turn the chair over to Andrea, and after she takes the chair, I'd like to ask permission to speak to those amendments. Andrea, it's your baby.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly what it is that I'm supposed to do. You just want me to just
share it, call for questions. You know, I'll present something and then you can call for questions as opposed
right,
to
so
trying not to be a chairman and a debater at the same time.
But, yeah, no, that's fine. This isn't my area particularly, so
not to worry. I'll coach you through
it. So you have a couple of additional things to present. Go ahead.
Yeah, two things. Right, thank you.
Okay.
It appears that when we revised 3.2, the simple thing that we wanted to do is take away the language that's saying you had to submit a statement of your qualifications to be a member of BID. We've never done it. It was ridiculous. All, you know, it's like, are we going to really blackball somebody because they didn't say the right things about why they're interested in BID? Not going to happen. But let me say this. We dropped off. Let me. compare. Let me get to the relevant point and just read it. Here's the sentence, the last sentence of it as proposed. Payment of the appropriate dues, as stated in Bylaw Article 1, shall be received between July 1 and April 30th in order to confer membership for that fiscal year. Now, the discovered problem is that we omitted a sentence that did appear in the original one that needs to be there, and I'll show you. Hang on, let me get it. What was erroneously left off was this. If tendered, meaning dues, if tendered on or after May 1st, such payment only confers membership for the following membership fiscal year. That's important. That's very important because I don't want somebody tendering dues on May 2nd to get a slot, to get a seat at the table for the annual meeting. It has to do with our record date, and it's pretty important. I'm just asking that the sentence, if tendered on or after May 1, such payment only confers membership for the following fiscal year, meaning the one that begins on July 1.
Yeah.
Now, with respect to 6.2, the discovered problem was, let me read it. Hang on. Qualifications for officers. Candidates for the offices of president and vice president must be legally blind. And the discovered problem is that that statement taken alone is inconsistent with what already appears in 3.3.2. Let me read you what that says. 3.3.2. Student members shall have all the rights of, it does say full members here, except the right to serve as president or vice president.
Hmm.
I think it would just be cleaner to reassert this by adding at the end of 6.2 as it appears, and may not be student members. Six words, and not be.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it does.
Something like that.
And it's clear.
Just so that there's no conflict. And those are the two amendments to the committee report that I'd like to offer, if they can be seconded.
Second.
Okay, multiple seconds. So.
Wait. Okay, somebody seconded first. Who was that?
Robert Roger.
Okay, and Renee, you were taking the floor?
No, I had seconded. I seconded.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Do we have any discussion? Is there any discussion?
This is Janelle, and I don't know if we're going to take these one at a time because I had another amendment to move for 3.2.
Okay.
I believe you're allowed to amend the amendment.
Wait,
right. I would like to amend the amendment that John just presented it.
Okay, I think that's 6.2. Not is that
no.
John just said 6.2.
He said he listed both.
Yeah, I listed both.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking one was 6.1. Well, okay. please go ahead, Janelle.
Okay. I don't know if you want to go with the formal language here for a motion and delete this word and insert this word, or you want me to just, you know. But in the second sub-sentence, I'm recommending replacing visually impaired with blind.
No.
No, I don't like that either.
Okay.
I don't like that either because you're excluding partially sighted.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Blind is exclusionary.
Okay. My purpose was that we have to turn into ACB whether people are sighted or blind, and that we would still be advocating in other places for the visually impaired, but that we have to actually turn in. You know, if somebody sends a check and a note off to the treasurer and says, I want to join BITS and I'm visually impaired and here's my money, then they have to contact them back, well, are you legally blind or legally sighted? And it's not at all true.
Oh.
This is a BITS, but just to change.
No.
For our record-keeping purposes, people either have to declare as legally blind or sighted. And not to change our purpose at all, but just to change, just to make things a little more clear that way. Most people who say they're visually impaired are not legally sighted. That's not most, but not some are and some are not. I mean, like in the state of Missouri, legally blind and visually impaired are two different levels of vision.
Comment to the chair or to the chair.
Richard, did you have a comment? Go ahead.
I would, if you do want to change that, then you would maybe want to make it say legally blind, and that'll take care of those who are visually impaired and blind.
That's fine. Yeah, that sounds better.
It's already in there.
I like that.
Yes, and visually impaired with legally blind in that one place and only that one place. And I know there wasn't a second, and I've not talked about it.
Yeah, I didn't want to interfere with
okay, that's my purpose.
Okay, just one second. Tom had a comment. Tom,
I had the impression that the legally blind was in there already, I thought.
Not in this one place.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I can read you the specific sentence.
No, that's fine. That's fine. If people are saying it's not there, then it's not there. Do we need another motion then?
We do need a second. Let someone second.
Okay, let's finish this. So let's have a second for the first previous motion, for the motion on the floor.
Which is now
The motion on the floor is currently the amendment of the amendment, so I think that one.
All right, that has been seconded.
Unless somebody wants to start it as friendly.
Mine is friendly, as a friendly amendment.
Okay. Then we just need a second. Okay.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so David, you're seconding, and is there any discussion? I have a lot. I think Richard's idea is much better. Blind is very exclusionary.
I'm perfect. I should have picked up on that from the other language. I apologize. I just think
no, that's totally fine.
Kind of a clerical correction.
Legally blind
Madam Chair.
Yes, John.
I just want to clarify that we are the amendment would be to change visually impaired to legally blind. We just changed those two words.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
I've got the language.
Okay. Yes. Right. Thank you, John. Okay, I'm going to call the question. If there's no further discussion, I will call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Thank you.
Great. Thank you for that, Janelle.
We're back on the amendment.
And we're back on the two amendments, one or two, if you want to consider them together.
Okay.
Mr. President, this is Robert Rose. I've just been called out of here. I've got an emergency. I have to leave the conference call. Sorry.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Bye.
I believe that Robert had made a motion there was a motion on the floor. I guess that's why I got confused. There was a motion on the floor to accept the changes that John had proposed.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah,
that's correct.
Okay.
You need a second to that.
We're now back on those with the one change that was just made.
Okay,
correct.
So we need a second.
I will second that.
Okay.
We are going to second. I think we had seconds, but
I wasn't clear. Sorry?
Clarify that on the recording for our secretary, that is in the second sentence of 3.2.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm
going to make a note right here now.
Thank you, Janelle. Okay, so we have a second on 3.2. Do we have any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, I will call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, wait a second, let me type in legally blind here. Make the correction on the fly.
This is Vita.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Vita.
Well. Andrea's still chair, so address her. Okay.
Sorry, I'm a little confused. Was this a friendly amendment? Was this an amendment to John's amendment? So
it was, and it was friendly.
When he accepted as a friendly amendment? I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, it was a friendly amendment, and he accepted it as such. Thank you, Vita.
I did. Right.
For just being clear, but yes. Yes, we're good. Okay. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Well, then if anyone feels that or trusts us to have gotten it right other than what we just corrected, I've delineated the seven areas in which changes have been made, and they are rather extensive. If anyone feels moved to...
I will move that we...
Did they be adopted in block?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Richard... Richard is making the motion. Am I correct?
I'll second it. It's Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy. That they be adopted. That the changes proposed be adopted as a block. Is there any discussion?
Well, and also Elsa, that obviously this is pretty obvious, but just want to make sure for clarity that they include the changes we've just incorporated.
Yeah,
yes. Yes. Including the friendly amendment
as amended.
Very good.
Right.
As amended. Yeah.
Is there any discussion?
Yes, Madam. Madam Chair, this is Janelle again.
Go ahead, Janelle, please.
I found what I would perceive as a clerical correction in 3.1.1, which we are not changing, but it's an and versus or thing. In the first sentence, we would be replacing the last occurrence of the word and with the word or. Okay, and here's the sentence. Membership is open to any individual who is actively involved with computer and information technology to enhance the quality of their personal and professional life. And I believe that should be personal or professional life. That's, I think, what we mean.
I'm going to disagree with it that you've done that, Elvis, it's Ray Campbell, because you can enhance both your personal and
that's right. Yeah, I agree with Ray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it should be both.
With Ray. I would say the end.
But, and by the way, I might make a suggestion that after we deal with this motion, that any of those kind of clerical changes that need to be made, that we do a second motion so that the committee, as they update the bylaws, is given the authority to make any grammatical or change, as long as we don't change any content, as long as we don't change any wording or anything like that.
I apologize. I wouldn't want anyone to read it that it had to be both, but I defer to the group, certainly.
No,
okay,
I think one comes from the other, and
I think
so...
pretty common to say personal and professional.
Okay. I'm kind of lost where we are here.
Okay, we're still on the motion, Andrew, to adopt the amendments in block.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want to add to that
adopt the amendments in block, with the committee having the authority to make any grammatical changes which may be necessary in order to, as part of updating the Constitution.
In bylaws.
Okay.
Or updating the bylaws, however we say it.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, second. I'm sorry, I just interrupted. My apologies. Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion that we adopt the currently stated changes in block?
Madam Chair, point of order.
Okay.
This is Tyler. The point of order is that he just made an amendment to the motion. He just stated that he...
Okay, wait a minute.
He made an amendment.
He did add something, so it should be ascertained as friendly, I'm sure.
Okay, who's he? Because I was away from
the people who made the initial motion.
And what I did, Andrea, was if it's suitable to the group, what I did was suggested that language be added to this motion, which says that the Constitution, that the Bylaws Committee will have the authority to
make any changes. Okay, I heard that. Okay,
I'm sorry. That way we can do this in one motion.
Okay, so that's part of this motion. I thought you were going to make a separate motion.
Yeah, I was going to, but it was suggested to put it on this motion.
Okay.
And I don't see why we can't do that.
And I was interrupted, so I apologize.
Yes. And we can do that if that's agreeable to the maker and seconder of the initial motion. We didn't have Ray's addendum.
Fine.
That's fine. Is there any further discussion on the motion, including Ray's friendly amendment, that these changes be adopted in bloc?
Chair?
Yes, Vita.
Vita? To me, the motion that Janelle made is not a clerical and an or. Two different things. It's not a clerical.
We dispense with that, Vita.
Vita, we're not changing it.
We're fine. We're fine with it.
Bit later.
Point of order, please.
I'm sorry. Why is everybody arguing with me? I'm just making a statement. I'm sorry.
Well, we didn't change anything.
No, all I'm saying is there's a difference between, I don't understand,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
And that's why we pointed that out.
Yeah. We're not changing that. Vita, that will not be changed. That was,
it's
it was agreed to just keep and
no.
That won't be changed. We're not going to, you're right, and or are very, are dissimilar, and that would be beyond the purview of what's contemplated in Ray's addendum.
Yeah, no, we're not,
that would change the meaning of
the whole sentence.
And this clerical thing means that we wouldn't be changing
yeah.
the meaning.
If you need to put
right.
like commas in or add
yeah,
commas
right.
or
that's
things
all.
Like that, you know, just,
yeah.
just grammatical
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Thank you, Vita. I don't think anybody meant to argue with you. I think we were just trying to say that we weren't changing that. And I would like to clarify that clerical doesn't mean changing language. It means changing punctuation.
Punctuation.
Punctuation,
yeah, and or are two very different things.
Yep.
Yeah, those are not
okay.
grammatical.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that wasn't a grammatical change. Okay, is there any further discussion regarding this motion?
Call the question.
Okay,
yeah.
Hearing none, I will call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you.
As chair of the Constitutional Committee, Constitution Bylaws Committee, I thank you from the bottom
great
of my
job,
heart.
Great job, guys.
It's a great outgoing gift to me as president. And my hat's off to every member of that committee. They were hard. Rob Rogers, Tom Jones, myself, Earlene Hughes, who's not here. Oh, my God, I'm missing somebody.
Yes, he's
Jim
here.
Denham. Jim Denham.
Earlene's here.
Did great work. Oh, okay,
Earlene's
I didn't
here.
Hear her. Sorry.
I believe
okay.
she's here. Yeah. John, one comment I want to make really quick. This is Andrea. That perhaps the new incoming president consider adding Janelle to that committee because I think she'd be a real asset.
Well, she's on the ACB. She's on the ACB bylaws committee. I mean, ACB kind of bylaws committee, and she's
got a lot of
talent. She really helped me with an amendment that's going to come forward from that.
Speaking of someone who finds this stuff as dry as dust, I really give my hats are off to people who can work through it and do resolutions for the state or what you know whatever it is because it's I just get lost in the language. So I think that's really a gift and a skill.
Andrea, don't worry. There are some of us who are gluttons for punishment, I guess, who just love doing this.
Well, it's a good thing for it's a good thing for all of us that you're there. So
right. And Andrea and all others who spoke for me there, I certainly didn't mean to confuse Vita or anybody else with my and/or suggestion. And I
no, that's fine.
I'm happy to serve if called on by a new president.
Well, talk to the incoming president about that, and if I
my congratulations, my congratulations to our current committee.
Yes.
Well, I'll under the circumstances, I will reassume the chair and commend, especially since I didn't give you a heads up that this was likely to happen, Andrea. Because I thought about it in the pool, like I didn't know how deeply into debate I was going to wind up wishing to be, and it's not appropriate to. Debate ardently or stridently, which really wasn't even necessary, but to do that while simultaneously being in the chair doesn't really set well by parliamentary law. So,
well, forgive me for my clumsiness.
It was sprung on you, and you did an admirable job.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I got interrupted in the middle by somebody asking me a question.
It happens.
So,
Stuff happens. So. We're nearing the end, boys and girls. The next item of business is old business. Is there any old business to come before us? I'm liking it. New business. Any of that to come before us?
Just your elections.
Where is the election coming in?
It's the next item of business. It is the next. It is the final item of business before the adjournment.
Yay.
Okay. Yes. So yeah, I know it's coming up on an hour and a half, but I think we'd probably get out of here by an hour 45, and yeah, not half bad. All right. Hearing nothing on old and new business, which I gather didn't expect to, but they're routine parts of any agenda, I will invite as the second to last item of business the nominating committee report to Jim Denham to give what's already been circulated, but to formally give in this meeting the nominating committee report, and then we hold elections.
Okay.
You're on deck, Jim.
Okay. So we have the committee report is Tom Jones for president, Earlene Hughes for vice president, David Tanner for secretary, Richard Villa for secretary.
Treasurer?
Treasurer,
I'm sorry. And Tim Cummings for a board position. We do a board position every year, and that's for the board position, which is a 3-year term. We'll go for 3 years, so we'll go until the 2020 position. My report.
Okay, you've heard the report. Since I'm not running for anything, I can conduct the elections, and we'll do so in that order. The person nominated for president is Mr. Tom Jones of Illinois. Are there any further nominations for that office? Any further nominations for that office? Third and final time, any further nominations for that office?
Move they be both and Tom Jones be elected by acclamation.
Second.
Second.
Any debate on that motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Congratulations.
Congratulations, fellow Illinois.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
You got an Illinois guy. You got an Illinois guy in here, so. All right.
Well, and he's from Chicago, so maybe next year he'll be able to vote early and often, but.
Yeah, he'll do it. Ah, you never know. Yeah. Okay. For the position of vice president, the name of Earlene Hughes, who has history with this organization, has been put forward. Are there any further nominations for that office? Any further nominations for that office? Third and final time, any further nominations for the office of this vice president?
Move nomination cease and Earlene be elected by acclamation.
Second.
I will assume an absence of debate. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations to Earlene.
Congratulations, Earlene.
And I'm sorry I said you weren't here before. I hadn't heard you.
Thank
for the position
you.
Of secretary, and I'm sure Tom is happy to lay down that burden, but he might want to trade it back, depending. I don't know. the name of David Tanner of Minnesota, who's been somewhat of a rock star and we've been beating the bushes for Minnesota BIP members. Well, I suppose I shouldn't campaign for him as part of this. No. But here's a
little.
All right.
Just kidding.
I will ask for if there are any further nominations for secretary. Any further nominations for secretary? Third and final time, any further nominations for secretary?
Move the nominations be closed.
Second.
Incoming secretary, you can ascribe that to whomever you wish in terms of a first and second, a mover and seconder. I will assume no debate here. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Congratulations, David.
Didn't
make it on a board slot last year, but now you're secretary. Now you're in the officer corps. So there you go. And running for a third and final term as BIT treasurer is the name of Richard Villa has been put forward. Are there any further nominations for the office of treasurer? Any further nominations for the BIT treasurer? Third and final time. Any further nominations for BIT treasurer?
Move nomination to Ethan Richard be elected by acclamation.
Second.
Okay. I'll assume an absence of debate since nobody thundered forward. Just going easy. I like this. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Excellent. The last position up for election is the nominating committee has put forward the name of Tim Cummings of Massachusetts for the one directorship position available, term ending in 2020. We have Amanda ending in 18. Jim Denham ends in 19, and the person elected now will end in the year 2020. not to be confused with eyesight. Are there any further nominations for the office of director? Any further nominations for the office of the one directorship position just described? Third and final time, any further nominations for the directorship ending in 2020?
Move that our nominations be closed and Jim
second.
Yep. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Congratulations to the incoming board. Before moving on to adjournment, I would say that given that we have adopted, we don't have to worry about an online election, but I would request that the new dues category be reflected on our website at the earliest opportunity. And the other comment I want to make is that I will put in everything that's been agreed to, the amendments to the amendments and all that. It's all clear here, and that'll be submitted very, very shortly so that we have an up-to-date.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah. Up-to-date constitution on the website. Go ahead.
I'd like to say that we may not be the first to do this, but I will already tell you that Karen and I will be bringing a check to cover both of our life memberships in bit.
Rock and roll. Well, this suggestion came from outside of BIF, as it happened, by somebody I think who also
inspired are you going to put can I question the webmaster about the dues category of life membership?
That's what I'm saying. We need to amend the dues area of the website now needs to be amended to reflect that category.
I'll do it as soon as I can.
Okay, and Arlene will do it. And just surprise us when it's done.
This is Ron Wolfo. You gotta put in there what a life membership is so people know.
A life membership means you never pay dues again.
That's right.
Yeah, I know, but I started with a life member because I was with ACB for years, you know. I got that kind of messed up when I did my dues.
Yes.
You're forgiven. You paid the extra $5. You're forgiven.
Richard, I'm going to recognize Richard before we...
As a treasurer and as one that has to deal with checks and stuff, Ray, I recommend you do that through the website once the new...
As soon as that is available, we will do that.
That's good.
I'll post a note to the list.
And I will do it.
Thank you, Arlene.
Yeah. It'll go out on the list, and actually, I'll even say something better on leadership, I should think. You know, guess what? If you want to be a bit, you know, I think that should
This is Andrea. Can include it in there for idiots like me who don't know, be the amount that is required to be a life member?
It's $250, but that's always stated that as part of the membership, online membership.
For you, Andrea, it's $1,000. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Because you're from California, where you're just used to everything being more expensive, you know?
You're used to expensive things.
That's like playing poker. I see you have one, and I'll raise you three.
We have conducted a heck of a lot of business, boys and girls, and we're coming, we started 5 minutes after the fact, so it's about an hour 35. If there is no further business to come before us, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
With a variety of seconds. It is non-debatable and non-amendable. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
Aye. At the convention.
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay. Whoever needs to go.
Convention.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Great meeting, Mr. Dan.
I'm going to end the recording.